The Riverlands are a dark and forgotten stretch of geography in Middle America, a shadowy liminal space where fear haunts the dark woods at night, and a place where haunted history comes together with the weird and the monstrous.
These are the stories from the Riverlands. Welcome back, friends. You've probably already listened to our last official episode of the season, the one where we said that we were done and season two was over. And you're right, it is. But then we noticed that today is National Dog Day. And in the midst of the dog days of summer, and since we don't normally release an episode this time of year, it just felt right to add on this little bit of bonus content. This is less of a scary story, and it isn't that dark. But it is history and gives us context to the ancient people who once walked these lands and our similarities to them. A people so ancient that we don't know them by name and instead refer to them as the archaic people, existing in a time before time that scientists have given the title the early archaic. The archaic people have long been known for one thing by the archaeologists and researchers who dig deep into these types of things. They were the founders of what has become known as the North American Fertile Crescent, and in fact, these were the first farmers on the continent. The founders of what would become an advanced, complex civilization that would eventually span the entire continent. A place of the confluence of rivers, where the silty waters flood their banks and create a place for cultures to develop, and the region is layers of history upon history. So, without any bit of hesitation, we here at the Riverlands are proud to release to you our bonus episode, The Ancient Goodest Girl.
One day, while out riding my motorcycle and collecting stories along the winding river roads north of Alton, I had the fortune to come across a strange museum in the small town of Campsville, Illinois. For those of you who have never taken on the winding motorcycle-clogged roads up the river from Alton, it's the place where you can see the famous Piesaw Bird. It is also where you can appreciate the wide waters of the Missouri, the Illinois, and the Mississippi rivers all coming together. It's an elemental place where that brown, silty water of the upper Midwest mixes together, and where the limestone bluffs and blue skies, those ones that are found here on the best days in the Riverlands, they reflect so beautifully off of it. To be set loose up this road on a two-wheeled death machine is truly to become one with the earth, the water, and the sky. As I continued my journey northwards, I crossed over the Illinois River and left the wide steel bridge to enter the hardscrabble river town of Hardin, and then found my way up the narrow roads along the forgotten lands of Calhoun County. It's the land that forms the very tip of the triangle that forms western Illinois, and much can be said about the legends and lore involving mystical powers of places where water flows and comes together. Worn out from the road and needing a break before crossing back across the Illinois River on what is known as the Campsville Ferry, it's one of those few functioning ferry operators in the state, and it's a real treat for just the pure novelty of the thing. And as I do when I'm out hunting for stories, I stop to take a look at the downtown. A white sandwich board stood outside which read, Museum Open, and it seemed to give off a feeling that I might walk in and be asked to pay $5 to see some old farm equipment, someone's old button collection, or perhaps a stuffed two-headed calf. However, stepping inside the museum, it was obvious that I was absolutely wrong. Inside of that seemingly forgotten old storefront with its strange museum signs, I was met with pleasant surprise at all the things I found inside the building, with its dusty window panes and its creaking floorboards. Artifacts and dioramas lined the walls and told a tale about a world long since vanished. A world that was forged from the mud of the Illinois and Mississippi rivers, while mammoths and mastodons still roamed the land, and one that was long gone before the end of the European Iron Age. But more importantly, it was a world strangely much like our own, one filled with people who farmed and hunted and who lived and who loved, who fought and cried and died right here under our feet and under our very farmland here in western Illinois. And how do we know that these people were so much like ourselves? Well, in the summer of 1970, at a place formerly known as the Koster Farm, a small dog skeleton was unearthed by archaeologists. She was small, about the size of a terrier, with a large head and short tail, and there was a good chance that she was pregnant with pups. And someone had laid her to rest on her left side, curled up gently in a hand-dug hole in the ground, like many of us have done in our own backyards, when our own four-legged friends pass from this world. She was not harmed in any way, and there was no evidence that she met a violent end. In fact, the opposite seems to be true. She was well cared for her age, and she was a mature dog with worn teeth. Her placement, in fact, seems to have been a great honor and possibly of ritual significance. Two small fires were lit nearby, guiding her on the way into the afterlife. At nearby sites in Pearl, Illinois and Benton County, Missouri, similar examples of well-cared-for family dogs do exist, treated as honored members of the family. So friends, if you want to see her as they found her all those years ago, and if you find yourself driving one day, perhaps with your own dog in tow, up along the river road past Alton, way up past the barges and the limestone cliffs deep into the small towns and backwoods, you'll find a small, out-of-the-way roadside museum on the corner with a sign that says Center for American Archaeology. You know, she's still there, waiting in the back to see you, and when you're done, give them a donation, buy a shirt or a mug, something to help them keep the lights on, and then go back to your car and hug your friend. It's a relationship that has held for over 10,000 years, and in some ways, it connects us to a people that were very different from us in so many ways. And yet, it's also so very familiar. Bridging the gulfs of time and culture and language, it's the story of someone who loved their friend very much. And it connects us to the past and to a friendship that is everlasting. We hope that you find time today to spend with your four-legged friends on this National Dog Day. Good night, everyone. On the front porch, with his head in his paws, sat the dog whose name was Dusty, who lived there at my grandpa's. I said, Grandpa, he must be a good one, waiting for you chewing on his bone. Grandpa said, well, to tell you the truth, sometimes I wish he'd just leave me alone. But with your grandma gone, it's just me and him, but he sure ain't the best. Sure, he'll catch every stick that I throw, but sometimes he's just a pest. We had a dog that we called Dozer, 'cause he rooted through the dirt. The night he wandered up so hungry, eating cracked corn set out for the birds. Yeah, you can't replace your best buddies, so be good to them while you can. And if you don't show it, that lump in your throat reminds you you miss your best friend.
The Riverlands Podcast is a production of Riverlands Media, LLC. It is written and produced by Jason and Kayla. Our intro music is by Lobo Loco. You can find more information about our episodes and our show notes over at riverlandspodcast.com.
Tonight's musical guest is Hugh DeNeal, who needs absolutely no introduction here on the Riverlands. Hugh's own episode, At the Crossroads, was a huge hit, and if you're new to the show and haven't checked it out yet, it's definitely worth your time. Tonight's outro song is Hugh DeNeal and the Woodbox Gang performing Dusty, Dozer, and Grandpa.
And if you have a story you'd like to share or a topic you'd like featured in a future episode, send us an email at theriverlandspodcast@gmail.com. If you're a musician and you would like to have your music featured on our show, get a hold of us. We'd love to hear from you. And be sure to check us out on Facebook and Tumblr. Thanks for listening, and good night, everyone.